So the first key area is court awareness. This is table one on page 5 and 6 of the Word document. As players progress through the levels, they generally demonstrate more advanced orientation, mobility, spatial awareness, and tracking skills, so become more competent, confident, and independent. The key skills and attributes that we would expect from a player rated as a one would be:
they can transfer their feet, shoot using the goal to orientate.
They know where the junction of the sideline and the wing line is, so can be ready to receive the ball when it is dropped into play, although may require some audible cues.
They can move between the goal and their orientation line independently, but may require some audible cues to change or refine their position. They can meet for a timeout or penalty, or when being subbed on or off court.
They can locate a loose ball around them up to 3 metres away after initial contact and then return to their original position.
They can begin to track where the ball is coming from, left, right or centre, and where the ball is going to, left, right or centre.
The key skills and attributes we'd expect from a player rated as a two would be:
they will drive off the goal towards the high ball line when shooting and return to their position.
They can collect the ball from the opposite wing, although may require some audible cues.
They can locate all three positions on court, and they can change within a game when prompted by a coach.
They know who is best placed to locate a loose ball and can collect and return to their position.
They can accurately track the ball and communicate to their teammates from centre.
The key skills and attributes we would expect from a player rated as a three would be:
they can take shots from different positions and return to a chosen position, but movement may still lack speed and efficiency.
They can efficiently switch between all three positions in a game independently.
They can begin to track the ball and the game by listening to the opposition, coaches and referee, as well as the ball.
They understand the use of movement and noise as deception.
They can begin to assist others with their orientation on court when required.
The key skills and attributes that we'd expect from a player rated as a four would be:
they will take shots from different positions and return to any position.
They will use movement and noise to deceive the opposition.
They can come to the bench from on court to off court to collect information.
They will track the game by listening to the opposition, coaches and referees, as well as the ball.
They can confidently assist others with their orientation on court when required.
The key skills and attributes that we'd expect from a player rated as a five would be:
they are comfortable taking all types of shots from any position and returning to any position. Movement.
They will move with speed and adjust noise as required to create deception.
Very rarely, they will be out of position on court and only use the orientation lines as checking.
They can defend the ball on instinct when out of position, awareness of position on court.
They will track the game by listening to the opposition, coaches and referees, as well as the ball, and then influence the game based on this information. Please see Table 5 for more information.
The second key area is attack, including passing. This is Table 2 on page 7 and 8 of the Word document. As players progress through the levels, they generally demonstrate more variety of shot with a smoother execution of technique, but an increase in power and accuracy. The key skills and attributes that we'd expect from a player rated as a 1 are:
they will transfer to their feet to shoot, getting the shot on target within the rules.
This will be built up to: A, releasing the ball with one hand, demonstrating a forward-backward swinging technique rather than a wide swinging technique. B, driving off the goal towards the high ball line, e.g. one step, three steps, five steps. C, releasing the ball quickly, i.e. not conceding a 10-second penalty, although they may need reminding.
They will often require communication or feedback to correct inaccuracy.
They can execute a short pass when prompted by teammates or a coach. The key skills and attributes that we would expect from a player rated as a 2 would be:
they will drive off the goal, attacking the high ball line when shooting, and will start to make decisions about where to shoot from.
They will have a more fluid throwing technique, i.e. not robotic, with synchronisation of the run-up, backswing, release and follow-through.
They will generate from run-up and transfer from backswing and release power to the ball.
They can accurately aim at low and high numbers.
They know of and begin to experiment with the different types of shots.
In regard to passing, A, they can independently execute a short pass, and B, they can execute a long pass and a handover pass when prompted by teammates or a coach. The key skills and attributes that we'd expect from a player rated as a 3 would be:
they will create movement shots with teammates. They may still need to orientate using audible cues and or the goals.
They are starting to develop a variety of shots, including smooth, bounce and rotational.
They will generate from run-up and transfer from the backswing and release significant power to the ball.
They can aim at specific numbers, 1 to 7.
They can execute all types of passes independently.
They can pass without direct communication, such as offloads or handovers.
They are beginning to practice throwing with their non-dominant hand.
The key skills and attributes that we would expect from a player rated as a 4 would be:
they can use movement patterns to make a variety of shots more effective, e.g. less predictable for the opposition.
They are more confident at executing a variety of shots, including speed of return, changing the pace of the game.
They are starting to develop a bounce shot. This is acknowledged as key to scoring goals at the higher level.
They can accurately aim at specific numbers, 1 to 7.
They demonstrate an extensive range of passing within team tactics.
They can throw with non-dominant hand, but with limited success. Key skills and attributes that we'd expect from a player rated as a 5 would be:
they consistently use movement patterns to make a variety of shots more effective, e.g. less predictable for the opposition.
They consistently execute a variety of shots, including speed of return, changing the pace of the game.
They have an effective bounce shot with the ability to control the release and landing points.
They have the ability to throw with reasonable power and accuracy using their non-dominant hand. So the third key area is defence. This is table 3 on pages 9 and 10 of the Word document. As players progress through the levels, they generally become more skilled at being in the right place on court at the right time, i.e. improved court awareness and game understanding, but also at having their body in the right position to stop the ball from going past, over or through. There is also a greater focus on team defence systems and covering the whole court.
To provide context, the Great Britain squads aim to have 93% to 96% success rate from open play shots to win games on a consistent basis. This can be translated and worked towards across all levels of play and is a way of tracking and rewarding defensive play.
The key skills and attributes that we'd expect a player rated as a 1 would be:
they can transfer from the ready position into the barrier position.
They understand defensive movement and decisions based on tracking of the ball.
They are likely to be static on an orientation line whilst defending with very limited movement to defend the ball.
They will attempt to get into the barrier position, although may have weaknesses at the ends of the body, hands and feet, or the ball may roll under or over them.
They may lack confidence in diving towards the ball or when being hit by the ball, crunching.
The key skills and attributes that we'd expect from a player rated as a 2 would be:
they will always transfer from the ready position into the barrier position.
Based on tracking skills, they have increased movement in the push phase, hands and legs, of the dive to defend the ball, and more of the court will be evident.
The development of the barrier with a better positioning of the body to ensure stronger core, hands and feet, but likely still to make errors.
They begin to understand the development of team defence, wrapping the ball, shifting and covering.
They have increased confidence to defend the ball.
For penalty defence, they recognise the difference in size of court to defend and can attempt to save the ball from a standing position. The key skills and attributes that we'd expect from a player rated as a 3 would be:
they use tracking skills to identify who needs to defend the ball and then understand their role to support through cover defence.
The barrier is consistent with good positioning of the body to ensure stronger core, hands and feet, so they are less likely to make errors.
They start to develop their defensive techniques to defend a variety of shots, including the bounce shot, barrier, and wrapping the ball.
They have a good understanding of a shift and how it applies in the game to create a defensive system.
They can adjust penalty defence positions based on where they think the ball is coming from and has the understanding to use deception tactics.
The key skills and attributes that we'd expect from a 4 would be:
they are competent tracking skills, so they can identify who needs to defend the ball and will provide support as required.
They consistently use the correct defensive technique to defend a variety of shots, including identifying the type or height of bounce to ensure the barrier and body is in the correct position to defend the ball.
They have the ability to understand different defensive starting setups and the impact this can have on the opposition game plan.
They have the ability to play all three positions on court and understand how swapping between positions can impact the opposition.
During a penalty, they use defensive strategies or deception techniques to influence the attacker and will now also be confident in completely committing to the ball with the dive from a standing position.
The key skills and attributes that we'd expect from a player rated as a 5 would be:
they consistently know who needs to defend the ball and will provide support as required.
They can independently adapt or change defensive technique in a game to defend different types of shots.
They actively do everything they can to minimise the risk of conceding goals, but acknowledge that great goals do happen and can move on when they do. Positive mindset.
So the fourth key area is communication. This is table 4 on pages 11 and 12 of the Word document. As players progress through the levels, they generally communicate more effectively before, during and after competition with their teammates, coaching staff and tournament personnel. The key skills and attributes that we'd expect from a player rated as a 1 would be:
they make basic calls and responses that are functional to their role, e.g. got the ball or asking a teammate for an audible cue.
They can receive basic communication from the coach.
They listen and respond to basic referee calls, but may need reminding.
Key skills and attributes that we'd expect from a player rated as a 2 would be:
they still make basic functional calls, but will also communicate to support personnel techniques and teamwork, e.g. moving to throw, collecting a loose ball, or executing a long pass.
They are beginning to build confidence in providing lead communication to others on court, e.g. offering praise or constructive feedback.
They are beginning to develop an understanding of the impact of the amount of communication, the use of volume and tone.
They are beginning to listen to the entirety of the game, e.g. the ball, referee, coach, teammates, opposition and surroundings. The key skills and attributes that we'd expect from a player rated as a 3 would be:
the calls have become automated. Timing is effective for teammates and team tactics.
They can play a key role in communicating on court with teammates on the bench, likely to be receiving and giving feedback during the game.
They understand the use and impact of different communication styles in different game situations.
They listen to the entirety of the game and can prioritise information to impact the game by responding accordingly, e.g. change of position in the opposition. The key skills and attributes that we'd expect from a player rated as a 4 would be:
they can effectively communicate using intuition and technical aspects, e.g. execution of a skill of the game.
They are developing leadership skills, working towards being the lead communicator on court for the duration of the game.
They use appropriate communication style for the game situation.
They begin to communicate personal feelings about their own and team performance in a constructive way, immediately on court and or in team meetings. The key skills and attributes that we'd expect from a player rated as a 5 would be:
they have the ability to be the lead communicator on court for the duration of the game.
They can adapt to different communication styles, considering that players are likely to play in different teams.
They are confident to communicate personal feelings about own and team performance in a constructive way, immediately on court and or in team meetings.
So the fifth and final key area is game understanding. This is table 5 on pages 13 and 14 of the Word document. As players progress through the levels, they generally demonstrate a greater knowledge, understanding and application of the rules and tactics. Additionally, they are more aware of how lifestyle factors and environmental conditions impact on performance. For example, nutrition, i.e. what you eat and drink before, during and after both training and competition. Physical preparation, i.e. gym work, warming up and cooling down, rest and recovery, injury prevention and rehabilitation. Mental preparation, i.e. mindset going into a game or tournament. The key skills and attributes you would expect from a player rated as a 1 would be:
they have an understanding of the basic rules linked to attack and defence.
They are focused on executing their individual skills and techniques during the game.
They will need lots of instruction and reassurance during the game and at timeouts.
They have a basic understanding of the 1-7 number system. The key skills and attributes you would expect from a player rated as a 2 would be:
they have a basic understanding of the wider game rules and their importance.
They begin to understand how their actions and decisions can impact the team's performance and tactics.
They will still require instruction and reminders and a reinforcement of game tactics.
They have a good understanding of the 1-7 number system. The key skills and attributes that we'd expect from a player rated as a 3 would be:
they have a good understanding of the rules and can apply them to key game situations.
They can understand each individual role in the team and how they can adapt to suit the team tactics.
They are comfortable at taking instructions from the bench during the game and will attempt to act on them.
They are beginning to understand potential differences in the playing environment that can impact on performance, e.g. acoustics, floor, goals, and other changeable factors.
They can apply the 1-7 number system in all aspects of the game.
The key skills and attributes that we'd expect from a player rated as a 4 would be:
they know the rules and how to apply them in game situations, including from the bench.
They can deliver team tactics on court and begin to guide and correct teammates.
They can receive detailed instructions from the bench and formulate in-game tactics.
They can adapt to differences in the playing environment that can impact on performance, e.g. acoustics, floor, goals, and other changeable factors.
They can create detailed tactics before the game.
The key skills and attributes that we'd expect from a player rated as a 5 would be:
they actively apply the rules in game situations to benefit the team and can constructively challenge and seek clarification for decisions in an appropriate manner.
They can deliver team pressure and adapt in key moments of the game.
They can analyse the opposition before and during the game to create and influence team tactics.
They can play in any environment with distractions and changeable factors impacting on performance.
They are comfortable with a two-way tactical dialogue between the bench and teammates during the game.